How China's AI militarization is reshaping the Taiwan invasion threat. Commentary: China's rapid advances in large language artificial intelligence, combined with expanding military power and information warfare capabilities, are reshaping the strategic calculus for a potential invasion of Taiwan. Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping used his New Year's Eve address in Beijing to restate his commitment to seize Taiwan, declaring the process unstoppable. The speech came one day after the regime concluded large-scale military drills around Taiwan, reinforcing Beijing's claim over the self-governing democracy. The People's Liberation Army conducted live-fire exercises known as Justice Mission 2025, simulating a blockade of Taiwan's ports and encircling the island with naval, air, rocket, and Coast Guard forces. The drills involved at least 200 warplanes over 2 days and included 27 missiles, some landing within 27 nautical miles of Taiwan's coast. U.S. intelligence officials have grown increasingly concerned about China's improving ability to carry out such an operation if she determines the timing is right. In his speech, she praised advances in AI, semiconductors, military technology, space exploration, and major infrastructure projects, framing innovation as the driver of China's recent economic growth. U.S. Defense Department assessments confirm this progress, noting that Chinese AI systems have advanced from rudimentary applications 5 years ago to increasingly sophisticated models approaching U.S. performance benchmarks in large language models, reasoning, multimodal generation, and decision support. Military-civil fusion remains central to the CCP's strategy, enabling private sector and academic AI breakthroughs to be directly absorbed into military research and weapons development. Beijing has invested heavily in AI for unmanned platforms, intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance, decision support systems, cyber operations, and information warfare, including operations linked to the Volt Typhoon campaign targeting U.S. military infrastructure. Pentagon analysts warn that generative AI lowers the barriers to producing realistic synthetic media, including deepfakes, making information operations more scalable and effective. Chinese military researchers have identified generative AI as a solution to long-standing weaknesses in foreign language proficiency and cultural fluency that have previously limited the influence of CCP influence operations abroad. Major Chinese tech companies such as Baidu, Alibaba, and Huawei are developing advanced text, image, audio, and video generation tools that could support cyber operations, intelligence analysis, and influence campaigns. Information operations are expected to play a central role in any potential campaign against Taiwan. Chinese military exercises in 2024 were paired with coordinated online campaigns, including fake accounts impersonating Taiwanese citizens, designed to exaggerate PLA capabilities and suggest that the United States and Japan would not intervene. In a blockade scenario, U.S. officials expect China to rely heavily on information warfare to isolate Taiwan and dominate the global narrative surrounding the conflict. The convergence of China's AI capabilities, expanding military power, and increasingly sophisticated information warfare infrastructure represents a qualitatively different threat than 5 years ago. Beijing's ability to integrate generative AI across autonomous weapon systems, cyber operations, and mass-scale disinformation could mean that any future conflict over Taiwan would unfold simultaneously across physical, digital, and cognitive battle spaces. The United States has implemented a comprehensive strategy to restrict China's access to advanced semiconductor technology through escalating export controls initiated in October 2022 and expanded in 2023, 2024, and January 2025. These measures target advanced AI chips such as NVIDIA's H100 and A100 series, high bandwidth memory chips critical for AI training, and cutting edge logic chips. More significantly, they block access to essential manufacturing equipment, particularly extreme ultraviolet lithography machines produced by Dutch company ASML, which cost more than $100 million each and are necessary to produce the most advanced semiconductors. The restrictions also extend to 24 categories of chipmaking tools and specialized design software. This control regime operates under a small yard, high fence principle, targeting critical choke points in the global semiconductor supply chain where U.S. leverage is greatest. The measures prohibit Americans from working at advanced Chinese chip facilities and have placed more than 140 Chinese companies on the entity list, requiring special licenses for technology transfers. Coordination with Japan, the Netherlands, and South Korea reflects recognition that unilateral controls would be insufficient, given the globalized nature of semiconductor production. Despite public claims by NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang that export controls are ineffective and that U.S. chips do not meaningfully support China's military development, procurement documents show the PLA actively seeking advanced NVIDIA hardware for AI-enabled military systems. These include automated target recognition platforms, servers for large language model computation using H100 GPUs, image processing workstations built on A800 chips, and autonomous vehicles powered by Jetson Orin processors. Chinese military planning documents identify these systems as a core priority, with sustained investment directed toward data-driven targeting, accelerated decision-making, and autonomous vehicle swarms. Export controls have demonstrably slowed China's advanced chip production, creating bottlenecks in manufacturing equipment and high-end chip supply. However, export controls face ongoing challenges, including enforcement gaps, smuggling networks, and China's accelerated efforts toward technological self-sufficiency. The long-term effectiveness of the strategy depends on whether the United States and its allies can maintain the technology gap faster than China can close it through indigenous development, a race defined by American innovation and allied industrial dominance versus Chinese determination backed by massive state resources.